This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Welcome back. It's a 7 o'clock hour. We got a lot to do with this hour. We are going to call into question the experts of this world. Do you realize no one, not one single person predicted correctly 14-3 for the Eagles?
No.
Not a one.
Well, that's a...
Yeah. Not a one.
Yeah.
And we're going to hold them accountable for dumb things they said in the next segment. But on the line now is the closest thing to an expert in football we've ever met from the Gridiron Genius books. He's on the second one right now and GM Shuffle podcast, the legendary Mike Lombardi. Hi, Mike.
Good morning, everyone.
Hey, Mike, is this your favorite weekend of the year?
Yeah, you know, it is. I mean, you get a lot of games, and hopefully they're good games, and a lot of back and forth, and we'll see how teams are actually playing. I think, you know, that this is the regular season really doesn't count at this point. It's kind of how you match up to the team you're playing and how you handle that. I think it's, too, it's about the strategy of the coaches. I think how they understand what happened in the past, it will dictate what happens in the future.
How different is it strategizing for a playoff game versus the regular season?
I think you got to be a little bit less cavalier. I think I was just writing about this for it online. You know, when Frank Wright was in Indianapolis and he went to Buffalo and he turned down points and that game he was chasing points the rest of the game. He turned down points at the end of the half. We saw Andy Reid last year turn down points at the end of the half and then go on to get beat by Cincinnati. I think you've got to be, you know, it's that great Springsteen line. Sometimes I can't tell my courage from my desperation. I think sometimes you got to balance that. You can't be desperate, but you got to be courageous. And I think you got to know that. And I think the great strategists of the game will play the game that way. And they may take some chances or some risk, but the rewards are far greater. And I think that that's what really matters most. It's a different game, right? The scores are very tighter. Field position matters. The return game matters. You know, penalties start to matter. Everything matters more.
Yeah, that's what makes it so much fun. Which of these six games, Mike, are you looking forward to the most?
You know, I think I'm looking to see Dallas play Tampa. I'm definitely looking forward to Jacksonville. Look, let's face it now. The AFC has all... You know, not counting Hurts, not counting Mahomes in this round, the top quarterbacks really are in the AFC for Burrow, Herbert, Allen, and Lawrence. And so you get to see Burrow, you get to see Herbert versus Lawrence. I think that's a great matchup. So I'm really looking forward to Jacksonville, Los Angeles on Saturday night. But I think there's one thing that's really clear about this round is over the last 62 wild card games, Angela, the wild card playoff games, the spread is insignificant.
Yeah.
If you pick the winner, you're 54-7-1 against the spread.
Wow.
Which is remarkable. So really, what it says to you is just pick the winner. Now, we know picking the winners are hard, right? There were only three guys remaining in the Circa Survivor contest out in Las Vegas out of 6,000 people. You know, it's hard to pick winners each week.
That's amazing. All right. I did not know this stat until yesterday, Mike. The Cowboys have never beaten Tom Brady. He's 7-0 against them. Is this the time they can do it?
I think this is the best time for them to do it. It's set perfectly. I think that the Cowboys, as we've known, are really not very good as the team that's being hunted. I think they're better off being the hunters. And I think whenever they are at home, and, you know, they have the number one seed, and the Giants, the wild card, come in there in 07 and beat them, or last year when San Francisco beats them. I think what happens to teams, and we saw this in the championship college football game, right? Whenever a team doesn't play good one week, and Kirby Smart was fortunate. His team didn't play well against Ohio State, and he said it at the podium. And then that next week, he could talk to his team about how we have to improve. That's a powerful thing for a coach. McCarthy got that. His team didn't play well in Washington. So yeah. Now he's got their full attention. If they don't play well this week, I'd be surprised. I think this is their best opportunity. This is not a great Bucs team. They have yet to turn the corner. I mean, they beat Carolina, but if you really study the tape in the Carolina game, you know, Carolina was without starting corners and their backup corner. And so Evans just three touchdown passes, long touchdown passes against a corner who's probably not in football next year. If J.T. Horn played for the Panthers, he got injured the week before, they would have won the game.
Wow. I got to know this, though. I'm hoping for a Cowboy matchup with the Eagles next week. Is that a smart thing to root for, or should I? I mean, I don't think the Seahawks are going to beat San Francisco. And I think I don't want to see the Giants again. I'd rather see the Cowboys. What do you think?
I think you're going to get the Giants. I mean, that's kind of what I'm gearing towards, because I think the Giants, look, the Giants went in there. The last time they played, they were a 5.5-point dog. They covered. They lost. They had chances. Minnesota team now isn't quite as good as that Minnesota team was when they were the 5.5-point underdog. They're a 3-point underdog now. The offensive line for Minnesota is kind of messed up right now. The right tackle, Brian O'Neill's out. The center, Burry's probably out. So they're going to have to do a lot of maneuvering and shifting in an offensive line that wasn't elite to begin with. So I think that's going to cause some problems. Then you add the layer of Kirk Cousins playing in these high-profile games. When does he play well in these games? We don't see it. So the Giants, you know, they manage the game well. They get the game to the fourth quarter. They don't make mistakes. They don't beat themselves. And we know this Minnesota defense is not very good. And so I think it sets up well for the Giants.
I don't like seeing the Giants again because I'm frustrated by what happened last weekend. Mike.
I think you have to throw that out of the window. I mean,
no,
they were
Mike,
they were in half nine.
I'm very consistent in what I don't like about this Eagles team, and it's the coordinators. And especially, you got a guy that you're telling me is hurt like hell. That's what your terms are. And you dial up the first nine plays are all passes. Tell me in what world that makes any sense, Mike.
I think what you're talking about is strategy, understanding how to play the game to win the game, right? I mean,
preserve my quarterback. That too.
Exactly. I think that is a concern. I think strategy of some of these, and when they subcontract it out, now we're blaming coordinators, but, you know, Sirianni's got to be able to get there and say, hey, look, we need to really try to figure out how to run the ball. They were playing their backups. I mean, this was a game that all we had to do was get the lead, get him healthy, and get the hell out of here. And that could have happened. But I think you're right. Now, look, both those coordinators are up for head coaching jobs, Angelo, so somebody's not listening to you.
No, but you told me last week you didn't think either one was ready to be a head coach.
I don't think they are. I think it's the difference between being ready. Like the Eagles, Sirianni might not have been ready, but the Eagles coached him to coach him up. I mean, if you go from his first press conference to where he is now, he's been coached.
Yes.
They've worked at him to become a head coach. I'm not dismissing his talents. I'm just saying they've done what most organizations should do. They coach the coach. And if would these guys go to some other place, not to be able to be coached. I mean, Kellen Moore's up for an interview job. If you watched him call plays, you would be more frustrated.
Yes.
No, but here's the thing, Mike. And on the other side of the ball, that's Davis Webb. He's never thrown a ball in the NFL. You give him 16 points in the last 22 minutes? What kind of defense are you playing? That doesn't make any sense.
It hasn't made sense to me. I mean, I think the secondary for Philly and the way he plays is going to cause some issues. Now, you know, if they get to San Francisco, it's not going to show up until they get to San Francisco, because I don't think the Giants will have enough to beat them.
Okay.
You know, and I don't think that can. But, look, I do think it's going to come down to whether they have to play San Francisco or when an AFC team. When they play an AFC team, which will have an elite quarterback in it, it'll either be Mahomes, it'll be Allen, it'll be Burrow, it could be Herbert. I mean, that's when it's going to get tricky. And I think that's the issue you're really complaining about. Because if Webb can do this, what will Herbert do? What will Burrow do? What would Mahomes do?
Yeah, exactly. Mike Lombardi, all you do is dazzle. Love talking to you, Mike. We'll talk to you next week. Thanks, buddy.
Thanks, Angelo.
Mike Lombardi with tremendous insights. Al, the clear message he was sending, this is a guy who is in football for decades and decades, right? He doesn't think these coordinators are that good either. He doesn't.
He didn't say not good. He said not ready.
Not ready.
They go 14-3, and that's great unless you actually watched all the games. And you go, how do you throw 9 in a row when you tell me that the quarterback's hurt? What am I supposed to believe? What you're telling me or what you're doing? Because it doesn't make sense.
Well, the question is, I mean, did anybody think Sirianni was ready?
No.
I don't care what they do when they leave here.
Well, no,
I don't like them as coordinators.
Well,
I would demote them at the end of the year.
Oh,
you
my
understand?
God.
I would demote them. I don't think either of these guys make any sense to me. Well, I've been trying to – I booked Marcus Hayes because he talked to the owner.
Yeah.
You know what I really want to know? Remember those Tuesday meetings they had with Doug Peterson?
Yes.
It kind of – grease the skids for him to leave. They would meet him every Tuesday.
Yeah,
then and then they would kind of give them input into what they wanted to see.
Right.
And Doug started to push back on that because he wanted his own assistants, all that stuff.
Yeah.
Is Jeff Lurie and Howie Roseman, are they in there at those meetings on Tuesday?
Them. They don't have
I don't
them.
Think they have them anymore. I think
they
learned
have
their
something.
Lesson.
I'm sure there's
they,
something.
You know what?
Well, they communicate.
Yeah, they reschedule it for Monday night. No, I don't believe that.
Well,
I believe they're imposing their will.
I don't understand how you can go interview during a season.
Well, they got the bye.
That's a distraction.
It was unfair to the coaches who were in the playoffs.
Right.
Because the teams would interview guys whose teams weren't in the playoffs and they would get the jobs.
Yeah.
I mean, I agree with you, but it was unfair to those guys.
I would
guys.
Not be happy about that.
Steichen did one this week. Yeah. And I'm going to tell you what I
heard.
I
think it was virtual. Virtual.
No, but
tomorrow.
I am going to tell you, I have information no one has.
I can't wait to hear this.
The first 9 questions that they asked Steichen, he passed.
What? You're unbelievable.
All 9.
God.
John's up from
Buddhist
Center City.
Man.
John, good morning. You're on 94 WIP.
Hey, how you doing, guys?
I'm great, John. What are you thinking this morning, Johnny?
I'm changing the subject a little bit. I'm a big Sixers fan and very disappointed at Doc's adjustments last night.
Oh, what was that? Johnson, what
did you do
last
night?
That
was what you would call a scheduled loss. That's what was going on yesterday. That was brutal.
How does that happen at home, John?
I know, at home with your full roster, and you put on that sad a performance in the middle quarters.
Well, the other coach had the smarts to play a zone against a team that doesn't have any good interior passing at all, and Joel Embiid still thinks he's a point guard.
Yeah.
He's clearly 5-6 inches taller than everybody on the other team. Only got the ball within 10 feet 4 times. Scored all 4 times.
Yeah, Doc is very lucky right now, John. Although they've been winning, once this is over with the Eagles, the focus is going right to Doc Rivers and how good or not good a coach he is. No doubt about it.
I will tell you this, though.
Yep.
They are, I mean, you're watching history with Joel Embiid. The numbers he's putting up offensively are incredible. They are very flawed defensively. In other words, they are choosing not to play defense. Having said that, there is no clear-cut runaway team in the NBA at this moment. So you can have that conversation with the Sixers, even though they have significant flaws.
I guess. I am lumping Doc Rivers in with our coordinators. I don't care for him either. 215-592-9499. But Julie's coming up next. She has rules on technology, Al, like John Tortorella. John, I need from you a winner or a weasel.
Me?
Yeah. You're John from Center City.
Yeah. The weasel's got to be I'm not a big fan of Doc Rivers. He's the worst coach in the
Doc Rivers,
no,
our weasel of the week. Not this week, but a good choice most weeks. 215-592-9494. When we return to our week, I got to talk about the experts. Because you know what I realized you taught me this years ago?
What is that?
No one actually knows anything.
No.
No one knows anything.
No.
215-592-9494. WIP Sports Time is 7:16. Do I have to explain to you that when you have a champion, in order to be a champion year after year, to have a dynasty, it starts with the people at the top. And that's the case with MHS Lift. Andy and Brett Levin have been part of that association back to where their dad owned it. And there's one thing that has been the calling card of MHS Lift all these years. Go to be the best. Be excellent in every category. And that's why they have been and have all the trophies to prove it. If you want to see a team that is winning every year, just go to Pensauca to check out the people at MHS Lift. If you have right now a warehouse and you're trying to make the most of what you got there, you're going to need the best equipment. That's Crown. So you're going to get Crown forklifts, pallet jacks, sweepers, aerial equipment, personnel carriers. Then you need the right people. Again, MHS Lift. They know how to maintain the product. They know how to offer you the right replacement parts. They know exactly what to do in service and training and fleet management. And they'll come into your warehouse and they'll tell you how to optimize your profits. It's that simple. When you partner with MHS Lift, you're on the way to championships like they have. The number to call is 888-MHS-LIFT. 888-MHS-LIFT. Online at MHSLIFT.com.